us know when you two get done.
Call to order Board of Works for August the 8th. Need approval of the July 25th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports. Fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink staff, Vincent's Fire Department. To date, year to date, we're at 1,650 runs. I am happy to announce for, I think, the first time this year, we have no equipment that is down right now, which is good. Firefighter Ray is progressing well with his recovery. Goes back to the doctor again this week, and hopefully he will be allowed to go to weight bearing this week and start his physical therapy. I got a lot of little projects going on, but one that I did want to bring to your attention is Project Lifesaver, which is it's a tracking system, if you will, for autistic children, at-risk children, and Alzheimer's patients. So just getting going with that. If anybody would like to look in more on that, they can go to projectlifesaver.org.
Green.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I just on behalf of the inhabitants of 20 North 3rd, want to thank the department for your expedient efficiency on resolving the CO2 issue that happened there last week. So,
all right, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Thanks, Sonny. City inspector.
Yeah. Phil Cooper, city inspector. From the last meeting to date, we've had 172 violations. And that's mainly all grass and weeds and junk and debris. We've had 14 violations.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. Laura, animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. This year so far, we've taken in 550 animals. We've had 250 adoptions. We've transferred out 163 dogs. We've returned to owner 92. We've had 10 die, and we've had 20 euthanasias, 7 of those being cats. This is our roughest season for cats. Mm-hmm. They get sick with contagious things, so it's rough. The numbers will go up, unfortunately. We're waiting to hear back from the architect on our bids for our construction, and so as soon as I have information for that, then I'll let you know.
Okay. And one pig that likes watermelon.
Yes, we have the greatest pig, the greatest pig. So anybody that lives outside of city limits that's interested in the greatest pig that could be your house pig, because she's housebroken, come see me. I'd take her home with me in a second if I didn't live in town.
Make it a service pig.
gentleman Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Years to date for the burials and entombments in the City Cemetery, we're at 134. We had 24 services in July and 6 so far in August.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, no old business, move to new business. First up is property ownership, 106 South 3rd Street, Father Dave Fleck.
Thank you, Father Dave Fleck. Last fall, somebody brought to my attention that on the maps on Google and so forth, the property that St. Francis Xavier Parish Center is sitting on is still shown as city property. And so I started doing some research and thought, wait a minute, this isn't the way it should be. It should be the Catholic Diocese of Evansville. And went back to the files in 1991 of Old Cathedral and found two canceled checks to the city for the ownership of the property, one $1,000 and the other one $8,445. And they were both deposited in December of that year. Also, at that time in the parish bulletin, two different times, Father Bob Bultman mentioned in the bulletin that the parish now owns the property and can go ahead and do the building of the parish center. And would just like to know what we need to do to get that clarified and taken care of.
So I think when Father first brought this to our attention and we secured copies of the aforementioned checks, I discussed that with the city attorney, and he suggested that Father Dave appear in person with that information so that we could make that a part of the public record. I don't know, is there anything else that he needs to do, Dave, or what's the next? He needs to find the deed. Okay. Okay.
In fact, what happened, the Board of Works might be in the minutes, Dave decided to, the deed changed to the checks. Okay. Okay.
Never was recorded?
No, it's not recorded.
No.
I've checked with Evansville, and they do not have it.
So who produces that, or how do we get that produced? Give me that look. Sure.
Have you been to the recorder's office to see if they have any transfer
records? Oh.
Sometimes that happens.
Okay.
Thanks for me. Transfer to the city in the 70s.
So he should go to the recorder's office? No. Okay. So who can produce the anybody can produce a deed? Okay. That was the right answer. We just had to wait a couple minutes till we got it, right? So okay. It's really nice. We welcome anybody to come across and look. So okay, Father, it sounds like the deeds in the mail. Okay, so we need a motion from us. Okay, all right. So I would make a motion that the City of Vincennes generate a deed indicating the ownership of the property of 106 South Third be indeed with the Diocese of Evansville.
Catholic
Diocese of Evansville.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Thanks,
thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
Next is Halloween Safe Stop Banner. Back to health, Irene Ray.
It's that time of year again.
Is it really? I still got a water melon rind in my teeth there. I'm like, okay, now it's Halloween candy. Okay.
Well, Dr. Rick wants to have it on Monday the 31st. And we'd like to have permission to hang the sign on Hart Street from the 17th through the 31st.
Okay.
Okay.
And we've got everything you need on that end, so it sounds like a good idea. So we'll make a recommendation to approve the hanging of the Hart Street Merchants Halloween Safe Stop banner across Hart Street from October 17th through the 31st.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is City Employee Manual. Sharon. This is basically updating the manual.
Yes.
So that it's.
Yes, because we found that there's discrepancies between one and the current manual regarding how sick days are earned and vacation time. And then it will also help out with the.
So what we're making a motion for here is approving the
contract
with Wagner, Irwin, and Scheel. And there's a range listed here per different parts of this job. Is that right? Okay. Okay. So, Mr. City Attorney, we should approve this memo and indicate the range not to exceed. That would be inappropriate. Okay. Okay, and we have the funds to cover the costs of this, Sharon, within your department? Okay, all right. So we'll make a motion that we approve the July 6th memo from Wagner, Irwin, and Scheel and Associates to update the city's human resource, I'm sorry, the policy and procedure manual for the city that would include the following. Personal policy update is in a range of $9,840 to $11,600 plus travel reimbursement. New job descriptions in the price range of $7,640 to $9,460 plus travel, and family and FMLA administration for an annual fee of $4,885. That last is a comparison of prices from 2014 and 2015. So 14 was 4,885 and 15 was 5,780. So we will recommend that the board approve the passage of this memo to not exceed the listed amounts.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Kimmel Road property swaps, easements, and vacation. Dave Rollickin.
Heath, you just got back from vacation, and now we're going to approve another vacation agreement. It's a different kind of vacation.
Yes. I don't know what type of, if you want me to explain it in detail or not. Basically, what we're here for is to deed the road over to the city, which is the connector road that's being built. And then in the packet, there's some sewer easements that they're relocating the sewer, rerouting it. There's actually two water line easements that's on each side of the roundabout. That's an easement that we're granting to the city. And then there's a vacating the sewer line. Okay. That runs diagonal.
Okay.
Maintenance agreement on the roundabout?
Yes. And maybe we should just go through these. You guys have these in front of you?
No.
I do.
One original risk
that
you guys
would have
had
open
money.
And
wow.
I
actually. Throw it over the bus at Board of Works.
So you've got the deed that. And then there's also a couple other deeds. So let me just go through these.
Sure.
So there's the sanitary sewer easement. I've got that labeled A on mine. It's where we're granting the city the sewer easement, which is down where that makeshift road was at. That's the first easement.
Okay.
The second one is the water line easement. There's actually two of these. This is the water line that runs along the new road. And let me, before I say the rest of these, John Sprague has looked at all these and has reviewed them. United Engineering has also reviewed them all. Right. And then I've also had Brian Riesenbeck review them and Dave's review. So we've went through these quite a few times. The next one is the deed. There's a couple little pieces of ground. If you come in off of Hart Street on the right between the new road and Burger King, there's a little bitty strip of ground there. Which Kmart's actually, they've occupied that property with lighting and maintained it for years. And so the city is deeding that to us. It's only 0.125 of an acre. It's a small little sliver of ground.
Right.
And then there's another little piece. There's another deed here. And behind the Verizon building, which used to be Starbucks, there's a little section there that's always kind of been in limbo. They're also... There's a deed on there where the city would be deeding us that. And then the big deed is the long one, and that's the deed where we're actually deeding the ground for the road. And then there's the ordinance where the city is vacating. Right now, there's a sewer line that runs diagonal on the property, and that one's being vacated because the new sewer line is going to pick that up. And that's what this ordinance is vacating.
And the ordinance is our ordinance, or this is the council's? That's the council, okay. This is included in this packet.
So basically, we're approving the transfer of the property. Okay.
Accepting the road and the transfer of the property and granting the license to the developer and maintaining the roundabout area, landscaping and decoration.
And that part is in that, the deed, the long deed, and it just says basically, a city grants us to be able to use the area inside the roundabout, and then if either one want to terminate that agreement, you can with notice to either party. Didn't think you guys wanted to mow the center of the roundabout. And that gives us the ability to, you know, build, you know, put some landscaping or something if we want to, or we may leave it grass.
And the roundabout is on to Main then, or where's the roundabout?
The roundabout is, I can show you a map.
In the middle of?
Well, I don't have a map. It's in the middle of the, it's right
it's in the middle of the property where yeah. that, okay.
So if you visualize.
That allows people to go down into the
yeah, it, basically you cut from Hart Street to Main Street, and the roundabout's in the middle of the new road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the roundabout is basically to direct traffic towards the potential developments that are going to be coming.
It's, well, it's.
Bring the map up here.
The roundabout is.
It's more for traffic control and to slow traffic.
Slow traffic down. Okay.
Mark to Main, and then this is where the Kmart building is.
Okay.
Was.
Right.
And then this is the new roundabout.
So this will be out. This is essentially a slow traffic down there rather than having speed down, bumps. And
also to disperse yeah. traffic to the area.
Okay. All right. That's a good idea, actually. I mean,
they have to leave this because it goes back to, and eventually then it'll go back here.
Maybe that's what you need by the grade school. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to make a motion to approve the accepting of transfer of property and the acknowledgement of the differences in the sewer line placements through this property. And you mentioned one other thing, Dave.
Well, the license is part of the deed, which you're accepting.
Okay.
And then the two water lines, the sewer lines, the sewer line, all your
deed. Okay.
Vacation.
City councils. Right. Okay. So that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Heath. Looking better by the day.
Looking worse.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. You don't get there.
Infrastructure's never pretty.
Yeah.
Till it's done.
Well, we have nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.